The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe in my name. They will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." The Gospel of the Lord. Paul is the only saint, only apostle that has a feast day for his conversion. And sometimes we think, well, yeah, it was kind of dramatic conversion, you know, falling off of horse, you know, light, and he's hearing the voice of Jesus. But that's not the reason why his conversion is so important. It's because he became after his conversion. From being someone who was persecuting Christians to be the greatest apostle in proclaiming the good news to the Gentiles, opening a whole new world, a whole new people to hear the good news of Jesus and come to believe in him. But although his conversion story might sound kind of dramatic and strange, but really it's not. The particulars of it may be different, but all of us are called to go through that same conversion. That's usually the process for us to become disciples of Jesus. Paul, as Saul, started to be a leader, a driven man who had a mission to go and persecute Christians because to him he believed they're going against the law. Paul, it was he who went to the Sanhedrin and the chief priest and asked permission to go to Damascus, not just to continue to persecute Christians in Jerusalem, but even to go to Damascus so he can bring him back to put him in prison in Jerusalem. He had a plan. He knew what he wanted to do. He was moved with zeal and passion. But it was his plan, not God's plan. He had to be knocked down off his high horse and realize he's not in control. God is the one who's in control, and God has a plan for him. A lot of times we find ourselves in the same, you know, situations. We think we have a plan for our lives. We believe we're in control. We know what we want to do. We know it's the right thing to do. And go on doing and pursuing it. But sometimes God might have a different plan for us. And that point of moment of conversion is after Paul falls off his high horse. And he tells Jesus, "What do you want me to do?" The leader now is asking for direction. He's become a follower. He's become a disciple. He learned that he's not in control. And then Jesus tells him just the next step. He doesn't lay out the whole plan for him. He just go to Damascus and wait. And Paul does. He shows his obedience, his conversion of listening and doing what Jesus is asking him to do. And then little by little, Jesus begins to reveal to him the plan he has for him. As we read the Acts of the Apostles or the letters of Paul, we see how he's always, through prayer, determined what to do next for him. Where should he go? What should he do? When should he leave? When should he stay? He learned the lesson that Jesus wants that personal relationship with him, that he has a bigger plans for him, bigger future than he ever imagined. That's the same plan for us. A lot of times when we go through different crises in our lives, maybe the loss of a loved one, maybe, you know, getting sick with cancer, the COVID experience, that's when we realize we're out of control. We're not in control of life. We're not in control of our future. And sometimes we turn to God, but sometimes we don't. We keep living in this virtual world that tells us, oh, you're in control. You can stay on that horse and think that you can't, you control your destiny. It takes humility and obedience for us to become disciples of Jesus Christ. Just like it took for Ananias, who was a believer. He didn't want to go and heal Paul. I mean, he heard who Paul is. But again, God had a different plan, and Ananias believed, obeyed, and went and opened the eyes of Paul. Not just his physical eyes, but his eyes to see what God has planned for him.